This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Central Coast elections officials are busy preparing for Tuesday's presidential primary. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell has details on who's voting in the state this year and who already has locally.
Together, the election offices in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties have issued nearly 250,000 vote-by-mail ballots for the June 7th primary. According to the latest numbers from local election officials, about a third of the mail-in ballots that were sent out for this primary have already been returned by voters. Mark Baldessari is the survey director and president for the Public Policy Institute of California. He says the California electorate does not reflect the state's racial and economic diversity. Voters tend to be more white, affluent, and older.
People who vote in our elections have had some college education. They are homeowners. Many of them tend to be over 45 years of age. And that has been pretty consistent findings that we've seen in our polling over time.
Baldessari says primary elections tend to get the lowest voter turnout. But this election might be different because of the Democratic race.
Many new voters could participate in this election because since the beginning of the year, we've seen a big surge in voter registration. People have gone online to register to vote.
The deciding factor for Democrats this Tuesday will likely be in the hands of no-party preference voters who choose Democratic ballots. That's nearly 5,000 voters in San Luis Obispo County and about 3,400 in Santa Barbara County. Those who didn't already request a Democratic ballot can do so at the polls. Only registered Republicans can vote on a GOP ballot. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.